Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And we're coming to you once again, Lee Berry Studios, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, with a stack of stories, starting with a good one, by the way.
They're all good.
They really are all good. We don't do bad stories on Two Middle-Aged Dudes
and a
Microphone.
Why don't you quit your flapping and just say it?
Headline is?
Just say it.
Heebie-bee-gees.
Say it one more time.
Heebie-bee-gees.
Say headline is?
Headline is.
Okay.
Heebie-bee-gees.
Heebie-jeebies?
No, heebie-bee-gees.
Heebie-bee-gees.
Bee Gees legend Barry Gibb claims to have seen ghosts of his brothers in disturbing vision.
I would say that would be disturbing.
What if the Bee Gees visited you?
I guess they were staying alive.
All but Barry.
What? If they what?
What if they visited you?
Why would they do that?
Well,
if they did, I'd have a talk with them about burning down Johnny Cash's house.
Oh. But they sold that.
Bitter much?
I don't think they owned it.
Barry owned it.
I thought he sold it before it burned down.
No, he had people renovating it. The story is he had it renovated. Story is he had people renovating it, and then they set it on fire because they hated Johnny Cash. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
That's not true.
No, they wanted to see a ring of fire.
Oh. It's actually tragic. It's just a big – the Rock Foundation's off there.
I hear that fire engine coming down the street.
He wouldn't be singing that. He's dead.
I met him. I shook Johnny Cash's hand.
I think I saw him in a restaurant –
shakes hand?
No, he looked
winner
over.
Winner me.
He looked over.
Winner. Winner.
No, because I was eating some pretty good Tex-Mex at the time, so I think I won. But the thing is, he looked over at me. He kind of gave me this. Hey there, buddy. Hey, buddy. He kind of gave me that look. I saw him one time at the mall back in the 80s.
We used to see him all over.
He was wearing black. You don't tell people where you are.
I'm not in Hendersonville anymore.
I know. It's true. I wish we were, though. You know why?
Why?
It's a pretty cool town.
Can we get back to the story?
I just feel like there's so much extra fluff in this right now.
Bee Gees legend Barry Gibb.
Heebie-bee-gees.
Claims to have seen ghosts.
Let's have a show of hands.
Of
who has fallen asleep waiting for the story to get started?
In disturbing vision.
So Bee Gees, Heebie-bee-gees, Barry Gibb.
The singer.
Claims to have seen ghosts of his brothers in a disturbing vision.
Now 70 years old.
Why is it not just a vision?
I'm surprised he can see anything at that age.
I'm not even that. I'm pushing middle age thing, and I can't see anything.
This is what got me. Not only has he seen the ghost of his brothers, so
his wife.
His wife, Linda, has seen ghosts of his brother. She said, like, you know.
Linda?
I saw Andy in the hall. No, Andrew. She calls him Andrew. Saw Andrew in the hall last night.
Well, I seem to recall somebody I know has got a ghost story in their house.
The singer, now age 70.
Not going to talk about it, are you?
Says he and his wife, Linda, had disturbing visions of dead bandmate Robin and younger brother Andy.
I would hope that it was only a...
What about Maurice? He's not invited?
I don't know. I just want to... My vision is there's a cartoony shadow figure on the wall of Andy Gibb shadow dancing.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be awesome. And he's doing the staying alive moves.
Do you believe any of this, or you think this is all just like jive talking? Think it's jive talking?
I think it's probably jive talking.
Either that or Barry's had a night fever.
I mean, what they're doing on their back.
Or maybe he started a joke. And this.
So I get one in there and you ignore it completely.
No. I wanted to.
You wrote them down.
I wrote down a list of
say
songs that we could use with this story.
His three brothers, what they're doing on the back. They should be dancing.
See what happened.
Oh, come on. I'm done. You have railroaded me on this whole story.
Barry said, "It's not fun, right? Because wait, that's my Australian. I need to.
They are Australian.
Oh, okay. It's not fun, right? Because right, you're not quite sure what it is about it, right?
That doesn't make any sense, but
that's what he said.
Everything you say makes no sense.
If it was real, I saw Robin and my wife say Andy. Maybe it's a memory producing itself outside of your consciousness mind, or maybe it's real.
I really feel like this whole thing needs to be redone."
I think you're insane. This is gold.
We've ruined all this.
So the thing is, Maurice hasn't revisited. Andy and Robin are the two. You know why those two? Because they've had too much heaven. He added, The biggest question of all, right?
How do you mend a broken podcast?
Okay, now that one's better. That's better.
I'm so glad. Hey, by the way,
yeah,
you sit there and do what you're doing. Me and the other two or three listeners,
yeah,
are gonna just sit in the corner and wait for you to finish. Okay.
He added the biggest question of all.
We're gonna be back over here if you need us.
Is there life after death? I'd like to know. I can help him out with that. I mean, he's 70. He'll know soon enough as it is. All right, come on. Come on back. We got a podcast to do.
I don't know. You don't seem to want to have anything to do with anybody except for yourself right now.
Barry.
You're really proud of yourself, aren't you?
The last surviving member of the PG's lost three brothers. We should probably go help him find them.
Okay, first of all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The BGs before Staying Alive were actually a pretty darn good band.
So you like the pre-BGs?
I mean,
Before the falsetto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they also have written, Barry himself have written like a string of hits.
I'm a huge BG fan.
Not just a string of hits, but a string of hits.
I'm not ashamed.
I'm not either.
I ain't scared at all.
And we have a lot in common.
What's your favorite BG song?
Wait, we have a lot in common with the BGs.
You and I?
Yeah, no, with the BGs. You know what it is?
Yeah, one of us has talent and the other's her backup singer.
No, actually, it's just that we like the Bee Gees. We're a tragedy.
I see.
And this podcast, really, we started a joke. And the whole world's crying.
Yeah, you're right. You know what?
It's exactly like that. What are you sniffing your hand for?
I think Lee Berry Studio got new soap. Smells good. What's your favorite Bee Gees song?
This is actually right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time ever Aaron has sniffed his hand during the podcast and said.
Well, no, I scratched my nose and I caught this whiff of pleasantness.
Listen next week when you might hear Aaron say.
Oh, smells good.
Smells like the Lee Berry Studios changed soap.
So you haven't answered my question.
I heard him sing it not too long ago on the Opry, actually. I saw a clip of Barry Gibb came to the Opry. I don't know why, but it was cool. Probably because they wanted
to. Was Andy with
him? Probably
wanted
to, no,
they what if they'd have showed up with him? What if they'd have, like, popped up on stage?
Do you want to hear my favorite song?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's written a whole string of stuff, but other people's songs. But
he was the only one with talent, to be honest.
How Do You Mend a Broken Heart is a great song.
Well, sure it is.
I'm saying that.
You act like you're saying something we don't know.
I love the vibe of all the Saturday Night Fever stuff.
Yeah.
But, and I like all that stuff.
What do you like better? BGs or Sha-na-na?
Why would I even compare those?
They're not even in the same ballpark.
No.
But I was thinking of Hand Jive and Jive Talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the time of your life to turn to the podcast sitting next to you.
What's your favorite
turn
BG
the next
song?
Station
is
over?
Is it going to?
I think that
How do you
brand a smoking heart? How do you smoke a brinding heart? How do you mend a broken heart is a, I think maybe it really hit me because I know he was singing, thinking about his brothers when he sang it.
You've taken 10 minutes to answer a one-sentence question.
Says the guy who has notes written down all the Bee Gees jokes that he could come up with. At the end of the day.
There you go, E.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
Andy Gibb might be gone,
yeah.
But he dated Victoria Principal. What
have
you done?
Andy,
what have you done?
Andy wasn't a Bee Gee.
He was a Brothers Gibb.
Yes, he was.
That's what Bee Gees mean. That's what Bee Gee stands for, Brothers Gibb.
Yeah, but he was never in the band.
He was in the band, but he's still one of the Brothers Gibb.
No.
To me, he'll always be one of them.
No, he wasn't a Bee Gee.
I know he wasn't a Bee Gee. I'm leaving.
This will be the shortest episode we've ever had. Well, actually.
I hope you can cut a lot of this out. There's a lot of crap in here.
This is good stuff. You know what this is? Podcast gold.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, great. Okay, now I will cut some stuff out.
Let me tell you something. It's a tragedy to even let you guys in here.
Nights on Broadway. That's my favorite.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right, here's the next story. Ready?
Next story.
You know who found this story?
Who?
E.
Way to go,
my son. At the end of the day, Ethan's the one who found this.
At the end of the day, he helped out.
He texted it to me the other night from his grandparents, where he's been staying for.
Well,
a while. Yeah, he's
thanks, E.
Yeah, he brought this one to the table. Well, I brought it to the table.
I brought it to the table.
You brought it to the table. I brought it to you through technology.
Yeah,
and he brought it to me. Anywho,
what is it?
At the end of the day, he brought this one.
Good, thanks, E.
Police break car window to rescue "quote unquote" frozen woman,
ooh,
only to discover it's a mannequin.
Yikes.
Yeah.
They got egg on their face.
Yeah, they do.
Ready? But she looked real. In their defense.
Yeah, it looked pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Police in the upstate New York City of Hudson smashed a car window Friday morning, believing they were valiant heroes. Do they think they go into it like that all the time?
Yeah.
I thought they were selfless.
We're here to save you.
I know. I thought they were selfless. I thought it was like they're there to help, you know.
Stand back now.
Apparently, these guys in upstate New York are, they see themselves as elevated to superheroes.
Well.
Okay.
All right.
So they were valiant, right?
Sure.
I'm here to save you, like you said.
Yes.
They thought they were rescuing a senior citizen whom a passerby said had frozen to death.
Aha.
Who's this person, this passerby, that is qualified to say this is what I want to know.
There's a frozen woman over there in that car. She ain't moving.
She frozen.
Look, she got a mask on.
The Hudson Police Department said in a press release that it, quote unquote, received a call from a very upset citizen who stated that she discovered an elderly woman frozen to death in her Subaru.
Why am I laughing? That's not the funny part.
Parked along City Hall Place, Hudson. Officers and the Greenport Rescue Squad were immediately dispatched. They killed
Ooh,
them. They
no.
killed them.
That's sad.
Why did they kill them? The press release continues. The press release continues.
Yes.
Officers arrived minutes later and observed an elderly woman seated. No, they didn't.
They
elderly woman
they did.
Seated in the passenger seat wearing an oxygen mask. She was not moving because she was a mannequin.
And she was very
and
unresponsive.
And was unresponsive.
What's the difference between not moving and unresponsive?
Well, she wasn't moving and not unresponsibly not answering questions or whatever.
But you'd have to move.
Not if you're a mannequin.
Or a ventriloquist.
Okay, that would be cool.
They're oh,
like,
that's good.
Are you okay? And her head like cracks around real fast and goes, what do you want?
Or some dog in the back seat answers. Yeah, she's fine.
Which got really weird. It was first weird because it was a mannequin who died, who froze to death, and then it became a talking dog in the back of the car. Where did we go wrong with this? Okay, ready?
Yes.
So she was supposed to be in her Subaru, frozen to death, blotty, blotty, blotty.
Yeah.
They were immediately dispatched.
Blotty?
Blotty, blotty.
What in the world?
Officers arrived minutes later and observed the elderly woman, as I mentioned, wearing
You're
an oxygen
crazy,
mask.
You're blotty crazy, man.
She was not moving and was unresponsive. It was bitterly cold, around 8 degrees.
Ooh, that is cold.
And the car had snow cover, indicating it may have been parked there overnight. But officers quickly determined that the oxygen mask-wearing woman was not dead, nor was she frozen.
Oh, good.
In fact,
what?
She wasn't even a woman.
Uh-oh.
She was a transgender. Too far. You okay?
That's not too far.
I say mannequin lives Ooh. Matter. And
at least you can shop at Target.
That's true. An HPD sergeant broke the... an HPD... He's with HPD.
HPD's just down the street.
Yeah, he's with HPD. Broke the rear passenger window and opened the door to discover it was an extremely realistic life-size mannequin, according to the press release. Sorry, guys, it's extremely realistic.
We just broke this window for nothing.
The mannequin wore clothing and glasses and had teeth, skin, and blemishes on its face. Well,
yeah.
that's just not taking good care of itself. The vehicle owner eventually returned to his car and solve the mystery.
Yeah.
He's a sales manager for a company that manufactures medical training aids, and the quote-unquote woman is a CPR training device, police said.
And you know what she is? She's a HOV passing.
That's another thing,
dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. Not well, just come to Nashville. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so the owner of the mannequin stated that he transports the device in his car in that manner to include the wearing of a seatbelt. What? Kind of, again, with the English.
Because he don't want her flopping around in the trunk, so he
I know, it's the way they said that.
Yeah.
The owner of the mannequin stated that he transport the device in his car
yeah.
in that manner
yeah.
to include the wearing of a seatbelt.
Yes.
Which also includes wearing a seatbelt would make more sense.
It would.
You just want to shake the table, your microphone goes.
I don't care.
I don't care. But that explanation didn't sit well with the police.
No, they don't buy that.
I can't put what he said on air. That's not me saying that. That's what the story says. But he was not very happy with the police department for forcing entry into his car.
I bet.
Hudson Police Department Sergeant Randy Clark, you know, old man Clark's boy.
Yeah, Randy.
Told ABC affiliate WTEN, if it was a joke, it was a very poor, tasteful joke. If it was a matter of convenience for him, it was a station wagon carrying a manor. What?
Carrying a mannequin.
A mannequin a little bit. What? People, please. Hudson Police Department, please. Sergeant Randy Clark. Say words that mean things.
If it was a joke, it was a poor and distasteful joke.
Okay, hey, Randy, hold on. This isn't your show. I'm going to try this again. I'm going to read exactly the way it says. If it was a matter of convenience for him, it was a station wagon. Carry your mannequin a little bit better. Okay, so I'm supposed to get in this guy's brain and understand he talks with dashes in between everything.
Right, dash, dash.
The mannequin was in the front seat with a seatbelt and appearing to be a passenger in the car. There are no charges pending in the incident, police said. Okay, so here's – let's break this down.
Break it down.
A real quick breakdown on this one.
Yeah, please.
The cops are just mad because they busted a window and it was a mannequin, and now the guy's mad at him, so they're trying to blame him.
Right, because that's expensive.
I'm sorry. Last check, you there's no law other than you – like you said earlier, if you were cheating the HOV lane.
Correct.
That would be – but this
– carpool
there was
lane.
No evidence of that, and all the guy had to do is produce prove his business card,
right.
What he did.
Yeah.
And if he wants to carry the thing in the front seat, that's fine. Now, I kind of think he probably does use it for the HOV.
Well, why wouldn't you?
But I mean, come to Nashville. We don't
care.
Yeah, it
doesn't matter.
Come to Nashville. They put HOV lanes there just to spend some money. They didn't really need them. They're certainly not enforcing them.
Nope. They're not. It makes me angry.
Aaron and I are a little bitter about that because we drive cars with the sticker in the back that are allowed.
Yeah. We're legal.
Yeah.
Nobody else is. And they give me dirty looks if I'm not going fast enough.
Yeah. People, when one person in the car comes up behind you giving you a filthy look and you're like, I want a light that comes out of my car that says, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong lane.
There you go.
That's a really long sentence.
Or a car that shoots missiles out of the back.
Smoke screen.
Yes. Oil.
Or just, I'll just get out of my car and throw a rock going down the road.
Yes.
Then I'll crash my car.
Yeah. Okay.
Where did this get so angry?
You just started it.
You know, I'm clearing my throat a lot, right?
Yeah.
Because a minute ago I choked.
I know. It was pretty funny. I'll cut that out.
No, I mean, leave it. It's reality.
It's not.
It's reality.
Okay, headline is, next story.
What is with people burning stuff down?
Man tried to burn down his ex-girlfriend's house.
Wait, what did you say?
I said headline is.
That's not what you said. You said next story.
I said headline is.
You know what?
Next story.
I'm in the giving mood. For Christmas?
Yeah?
You can use next story.
How many times?
As much as you want.
Headline is next story. Man tried to burn down his ex-girlfriend's house using Cheetos. Flaming hot Cheetos just took on a whole new meaning. A Massachusetts man was recently convicted of malicious destruction of property after he attempted to burn down his ex-girlfriend's home while she was still in it using the bizarre combination of Cheetos and a propane tank.
Tell me more.
According to the Taunton Gazette, an investigation revealed that Shamroy Williams.
Shamroy.
Yes. Tried to light his ex-girlfriend's home on fire in five different locations and even wedged a
That's not the Shamroy I know.
Even wedged a propane tank next to the house while there was fire burning in the back on the back porch.
You having a hard time with that?
Reportedly, police located him roughly 100 yards from the home with two lighters in his pocket, an empty bag of Cheetos. Williams had attempted to accelerate.
How do we know that wasn't to build a fire and that was provisions? He was eating the Cheetos to stay
Maybe
alive.
He wanted to cook his Cheetos.
Maybe he had the lighters to build a campfire and he was
Maybe he eat. Smokes Cheetos. Cheaper than a pack of smokes, I think. I don't know. Probably worse for you than a pack
You're
of smokes.
You're going down some rabbit hole here. I don't know
Williams had attempted to accelerate the fire with Cheetos. It all seems like a terrible use of cheesy goodness. Although it does give a whole new meaning to Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Who thinks Cheetos...
Do they burn?
Of all the things... I don't know. That's not the first thing I think of. I think of...
You know what? We should try it. We should... Here's the...
There's the clearing of the throat again. You know why? Because I almost died a while ago.
We could try lighting Fritos. We got to try one of those potato gun things that you said you were going to experiment with. We got all kind of... We got to try the garlic in the shoes. We should do an experiment.
I thought you did that because I could smell you from over here.
That's not nice.
Okay, make a list there.
That's not
make
nice.
Make a list there, Hambone. What's your new name? Do the ham bone for everybody.
What? Why?
It's just the first name that came out of my head.
All right, Shamroy.
What does that mean? Can I be ShamWow?
Yeah. Williams was sentenced to serve 2.5 years in jail for his action.
You're still telling the story?
Yeah, it's over.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, you're out of the town.
I am?
No, I'm just this.
Oh.
I'm just taking you through a little story here.
Okay.
You're out of the town.
All right.
You're with another lady.
Oh.
You're not home with your lady. You're out with another lady.
Ooh.
Because you're a scumbag.
That's bad news.
So what do? To cover your tracks?
What?
You make up a story about how you robbed something.
What?
I don't know. That's what the headline says. Oh.
You make up a story. Hey. You make up a story.
Headline says?
Make up a story that you were in a robbery. Not that you robbed something.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just, again, I'm...
Surely he didn't say I robbed a bank, and that's why I haven't been
unlike
home.
Unlike you, I don't cheat and read the stories.
I haven't read these stories this week.
You haven't read in years.
Hadn't had time.
Ready?
Yeah.
Man fabricated robbery report after night with another woman.
Pow, chicka, bow, bow.
Chicka, bow, bow.
Is that what you're waiting on?
No.
You kind of gave me a look like, go. And I just, I started a joke.
May I continue?
Craig started to choke.
That's true.
Had the Holy Berry Studios dying.
A man who claimed he was attacked and robbed. I would have liked it better if he actually had perpetuated the robbery.
I told you, and I haven't read this. It just made sense to me.
Liar. Nothing makes sense to you. A man who claimed he was attacked and robbed after leaving a bar has been charged after police say he made up the report after spending the night with another woman.
Uh-oh.
The police didn't like it. He was not hanging out with them or something?
I guess.
Eric Shepler, 37, is charged with one count of false reports to law enforcement officers. Stilton police said they were called to the 300 block of South 2nd Street on December 6th and found Shepler lying on the floor claiming he needed medical attention. Help! Help!
I almost choked.
Help! Shepler's wife told officers her husband had been missing for 12 hours.
Interesting.
And had been robbed.
Robbed.
It seemed, you know, first glance, it probably sounded like a great story.
Yeah.
Shepler claimed he was hit on the head while leaving a bar on Front Street and woke up in an alley. He said his credit card was stolen and he couldn't remember anything in the past 12 hours.
So he used a credit card for a hotel room, and he was going to claim that somebody stole his credit.
Right. Stoled?
Crafty. I wonder if he had a picture of it.
Picture. Investigators said they found... Paul Harvey? Investigators said...
rest of the story.
They found surveillance video of video Shepler and another woman buying cigarettes.
With his stolen
credit
card.
And hot dogs and in a convenience store. And now you know.
Page 2.
Now you know. That little boy, Eric Shepler, 37.
He ended up to be Robert Kennedy.
Wow, that's weird because that's what it says at the end here. So anyway, they found him and this woman buying cigarettes and hot dogs in a convenience store. Then they found the other woman, and she told officers that Shepler picked her up at a bar, took her home. They spent the night after having some drinks. Surveillance video confirmed Shepler was at the woman's apartment, police said. I like that. She just completely, like, you know, just sold him out. That's not, you know, that's a sad story, really. This guy.
Sure it is.
This guy.
What an idiot.
The only thing that makes this story happy.
Yeah.
Involved a convenience store and hot dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, throw some nachos in there.
Some of the best hot dogs I've
ever really
had.
That's really sad, too. We talked about 7-Eleven last time, but, you know, you just can't find a convenience store that has, like, nachos anymore.
What about your place down here?
No nachos.
They don't have nachos?
No nachos. They say, no.
That's nacho cheese.
Nacho. Did I tell you about the place I ate at one time? I won't say what city it is, because if it's still there, I don't want people going, because it's a boring city. But I went to a place that's called Nacho Mama's.
Oh, yeah. Headline is. Driver crashed into a parked car and then left a super rude note for the owner.
So it was not just rude.
It wasn't your basic rude note.
It wasn't abrasive or just kind of rude.
It was super rude.
It was super rude.
Drivers should know not to leave the scene after a crash without trying to contact the owner of the other vehicle.
That's right.
But in cases like this one where the other car was parked, it's polite and courteous to at least leave a note with your contact details so they can help rectify the issue and help with any damage. You know, that's a nice thing
to
do.
We saw that outside the Lee Berry Studios one day.
Yes, we did. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they would have taken off had you not said, hey.
Well, you tased her. That's why she didn't.
Could it be that this particular driver didn't have insurance or just didn't want to take the hit for the mistake they made? Either way, this one person was going to speed off after they crashed into a parked Jeep, but realized people were watching. You can't speed off if people are watching. The note reads, "Sorry I hit your car. There's no scratches, but hey, someone was watching me. Your car is a piece of crap anyway. Shouldn't have balked me in. Learn how to park, you idiot." That is a super rude note, and it's even ruder if I'd have read it the way they wrote it.
I was just waiting. I was waiting for you to get to that line, and I was going to see what you said.
For good measure, they added a couple of kisses at the end. I guess that's the X's. Perhaps they were trying to soften the blow they had just made. But where are the contact details?
Oh, and of course, look where this was.
Oh, my goodness. Why wasn't this in the front of the story so I could have done it right? I'm going to reread that note.
No, because you couldn't say half the stuff that was
the
in
the note
there.
Reads, "Sorry, mate, I hit your car. There's no scratches, but someone's watching me, Roy. Your car's, well,
are you
it's
the guy that ran into that guy's shop?
Crap anyway, right?
Mr. Jocks? You're that guy, his friend's shop next
He's
door?
He's had it for years. The photo of the note above was posted. I don't have the photo. Maybe you'll put it on the website. Posted
probably,
on
probably not.
Posted on Facebook by a amused passerby in Sydney, Australia.
I don't think I can put that note on the website.
Nate, no, you can't, no, unless can't. You edit it no, in Photoshop. I Nate Haworth spotted the note at 5:15, 5:15.
Yes, that's right past 0030.
on Sunday afternoon as he was walking to the train station. He posted the photo on his social media page with the caption, "OMG Sydney, just saw this. I took this pic."
Okay, you ready for a Florida story?
Yes, I love Florida stories.
Because they're crazy.
Yeah, but they always produce good stories.
They reproduce.
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Florida police arrest a man after he tried to break into a home wearing nothing but pants.
Wow.
On his arms.
Oh, crap.
A 28-year-old Florida man
was
arrested after he tried to break into a home wearing nothing but pants on his arms. Police said Dennis Carballo Rios faces charges of exposure, criminal mischief, and burglary of an occupied residence.
Ooh.
He's accused in the Tuesday morning attempted entry of a home in Dunnellan in central Florida. Sheriff's deputies said the suspect broke a screen door, entered a front porch, and tried to get into the home.
Why is he just wearing pants on his arms?
I'm getting to it.
Oh, you think they'll explain it?
We'll never know.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He was wearing nothing but his pants draped over his arm, cops said. He apparently tried to open the front door and struck a number of items in the house.
Smack. Smack. Before,
it was like a kid swinging around like before walking. What? He tried. Let's read that again. I don't understand.
I love today's journalism.
He apparently tried to open the front door and struck a number of items in the house before walking.
Is he a newborn?
People,
what,
we don't know. We just don't know.
I said he was 28 years old.
The noise startled the homeowner, who called police. Deputies arrested him as he was running down the street naked. Authorities said he may have also destroyed a nearby fence, which was found in pieces.
Okay. So it wasn't a denim shirt. It was actually pants. Which brings me to think.
It says that in the headline.
Maybe he was one of these people that walks on their hands. I wonder if he had arms. No, he had to have arms.
He was a circus performer.
I have an uncle that my dad said growing up, he walked on nothing but his hands. He never used his feet. Walked on his hands everywhere he went. I should tell you a little something about my family.
I was going to say, things seem so much more clear. As you like blink looking at me, you're like twitching right now.
Yeah. All right, my turn.
Well, this is wrong for this.
You know
time
what?
Of year.
I should have saved this one for Christmas stories coming up.
Just go ahead and do a preview. But we'll preview Christmas story.
It's our next episode. It's the Christmas episode.
It did.
And then we're done with the holiday season.
We're out of here.
Yeah. Although we're going to have a New Year's episode too. But the Christmas.
Who says we'll live that long?
Who says? Headline is, woman swipes nativity Jesus, reports neglect.
Nativity Jesus.
Police say a woman stole baby Jesus from a nativity scene, you know where, Craig? In Bethlehem.
The coincidence.
Pennsylvania. And dropped the figurine off at a hospital with a note explaining that the baby had been neglected by his parents, Joseph and Mary Christ.
Really? That's their last name?
She thinks that their last name is Christ.
Okay. She also thinks that a doll has been neglected by...
I did it. I took the statue. It was a joke, a prank. I took it to the hospital, dropped it off. I left a note.
49-year-old Jacqueline Ross told... 49 years old.
She's
almost your age, Craig, and she's acting like a 12-year-old.
She's my age.
Police aren't laughing. I was. She was identified from surveillance video and jailed on charges of theft and institutional vandalism. Bail was set at $30,000.
$30,000, she'd had a good start on just adopting the baby.
$30,000, she could have bought frankincense and myrrh and gold.
Think how many Buster bars she could have bought.
Holy moly.
And a deep freeze.
That's the gold of ice cream. That's the frankincense of ice cream right there.
Yeah, that is. You know why they didn't deliver that back then?
Why?
There were no freezers.
Oh, that's true. Police say she went to the hospital early on December 4th, just minutes after stealing the good grief expensive
what
figurine.
What the heck? What was it made out of?
Frankincense.
Yes.
$2,700 figurine from Payro Plaza. Police say
isn't frankincense like a perfume or something?
It's an essential oil, isn't it?
Why? How would you make a baby out of that?
You'd have to freeze it.
Okay. They don't have freezer. We just talked about this.
Police say it's
made out of essential oils.
She left a note with a porcelain baby that read, "Child has a broken right foot, which has been neglected. Parents Joseph and Mary Christ got a warning. Apparently, sheep has a baby toe nibbling fetish. Child has been taken to Anderson's St. Luke's Hospital for evaluation repair."
The lady needs to be taken for evaluation. This is a person that is just has a hatred towards Christians.
49 years old.
She just has a hatred towards anything, probably anything that even looks like,
I have to question, maybe were there no picket lines anywhere she could join? Or
I don't know. It strikes me because I've known people like this. There's just somebody who wants to take an opportunity to take a jab at somebody because they want to strike at them or something. You know, she thinks she's being funny.
Well, it is kind of funny. I mean, coming from us.
It's just my opinion that and $2 might get you a cup of coffee. But I'm just saying that I think it seems like it was mean-spirited. She was just trying to be a jerk about it because she probably has it
she
out.
She succeeded.
She probably loves the commercialized version of Christmas that you like.
I hate that version.
No, I know.
Hey, I sent you a text today. Did you get it?
Yes, and no, I did not listen to the podcast you were going to talk about.
Okay.
And not because I don't want to listen to it.
I understand.
I got busy. I was doing a thing called work.
I was busy at work, too, but I've got a thing called earbuds.
But this guy right here?
Yeah.
After today?
Well, today...
Well, no, I mean, actually, this guy already.
You're on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
Until
I decide to go back.
Yeah.
I mean, never.
Nice.
No, it'll be after the beginning of the year.
Well, fine.
That's a relative term.
The podcast I wanted you to listen to is Refund Theater.
Refund Theater?
Yes, it's a Refund Theater because they talk about movies that you should probably demand a refund for seeing.
I sounded like Boris Karloff when I said that.
Ben and Jacob, okay? They've got this podcast where they...
You've stated that.
Watch these movies.
They watch movies.
Well, they don't watch them on the podcast. They talk about them and they play clips.
And no, but they have watched the movie.
Yes, of course. They're reviewing them
and
talking
about
them.
Let me guess. Home Alone 4.
Home Alone 4 was the one they did today.
And the one before that was Ernest Saves Christmas.
Which is one of my favorite Christmas. I love that movie. I love anything Ernest was in, personally.
I would have to draw the line.
Ernest Scared Stupid was amazing.
I would have to...
Ernest Goes to Jail was pretty good, too. He played two roles in that one.
Can we stick to the one they did in their show for now?
Oh, yeah. Ernest Saves Christmas, which we've all seen.
I wouldn't say we've all seen it, but I've seen it.
There's nothing wrong with seeing that movie.
No, I've seen it. I'm saying that the majority of people are not going to say, seen that movie.
He had Santa's bag, and he couldn't figure out how to work it and get the right gifts out and all that. You remember. Good, funny stuff.
Definitely a bug-eyed, funny cartoon character.
And Bobby. You remember awesome. Bobby?
I have met that guy.
I have, too. I've got a picture of me and him together.
A what?
A picture.
I was walking down... Picture? I was walking down the West End area of Nashville.
That's where I met him, on West End.
Well, because he lives down there. Well, he may have passed away now.
I don't think so. I think he's still with us.
But he's here?
He's not with us
in
the room.
Hey, guys.
Bobby.
He was walking up. I walked up the street with him one day, and he was like, "Would you please stop?" I said, "Hey, man," I was talking to him, and we just kind of chitter-chattered a little bit. He was a friendly guy.
Yeah, I used to manage a photo lab down in that area.
We heard this the last story about your photo lab.
And he came in with some film, and he's really, really friendly, super guy. Took his picture.
He's
with
a super
me.
Guy?
Superman. Anyway, Refund Theater. Refund Theater on
to you,
Ace
he was probably tall.
Podcast Network.
Okay.
And
so we're going to.
You know what? The website, acepodcastnetwork.com.
Ace Podcast.
You can see all of our fellow brothers and sisters in the podcast business.
We need a family reunion.
We should. We'd have to go to Down Under, and I'm not going there because of the
They're
islands.
Not all in Australia, are they? We got guys that are nearby.
Oh, yeah, we do. Alabama. You might see them on AL.com. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Okay. Tune in next time when you might hear Craig say...
that the joke was on.
Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.